Good morning and welcome to the Honors U.S. History and Government 2 edition of Mr. Sal's podcast and that. This post is for the week of January 16th through the 19th, 2018. Students were working on their blog posts. They had to write to a prompt about what they thought they knew about the 1950s, what they wanted to learn about the 1950s, actually early post-World War II Cold War era, and why they wanted to learn those things. And then once they did that, they had to respond to their classmates' blogs, asking a question or making a comment that would stimulate conversation. And right now they're going through and replying to those initial responses. That'll be finished up early this week. The goal is to get these students more comfortable with using their blogs as a class discussion tool. It seems to be working. Students are getting more comfortable working with EduBlogs. If you get a chance, go check out their blog posts. We have stuff posted in the class wiki. Links posted in there, and ask your students. They'll get you to the right site. Main thing with these things, besides getting the students comfortable with using their blogs, also it reinforces positive and appropriate digital citizenship skills, which is important with students and how much they're exposed to, how often they're exposed or how much they're exposed to social media in today's society. So it's kind of a multitask. Learn the content, learn the tool, but also pick up good digital citizenship skills, learn appropriateness on the internet and how to interact with other people. This week coming up, we're going to begin working on some note-taking skills from online text and video resources. Instead of just lecturing to the students, throw some guided questions out and supply them with resources from where they could pull the information. Do some with video, some with text or other forms of media. And then after the students answer the questions, we'll discuss it and fill in any blanks afterwards through that discussion. So we'll change things up a bit, get the kids a little more active as opposed to just sitting there taking notes. Integral part of the rest of the course, what we're going to be doing is looking at world of affairs, world events, if you will, and we're going to take a look. We've been doing this for a while now, but we're going to continue to compare how that individual event was viewed by the United States versus other countries. In this case, it'll be mainly the Soviet Union, because they were our main adversary throughout the Cold War. We'll talk about how some other events are viewed with some other countries. We talk about Vietnam, Korea, things of that nature. So that's going to be the focus of the course, is students seeing one event and then being able to compare and contrast and understand how the various parties involved viewed that same event. So that's going to be the focus of things as we move forward. Some side notes, we have a Cold War vocabulary quiz on Tuesday of this week. The flashcards are posted in StudyStack, well, that's where they're located. They're posted in Edmodo for students to access, both under the folders and in the main feed. And as I said, we're going to start taking some notes and looking at some of the main events of the early Cold War era. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at dsalvucci@nbasd.org or send me a message in Edmodo. Kids can see me in the hall anytime during the day while I'm on hall duty. Have a good week and talk to you soon.